then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said,
We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
The saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen,
a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost.
And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith.
And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people.
Then there arose certain of the synagogue disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Then they suborned men, which said, We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes and came upon him and brought him to the council. Then said the high priest, Are these things so? And Stephen said,
Ye do always resist, always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did.
They were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, full of the Holy Ghost, said,
Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God.
Then they cried out with a loud voice
upon him.
their clothes at a young man's feet,
whose name was Saul.
And they stoned Stephen,
calling upon God and saying,
Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
And he kneeled down
and cried with a loud voice,
Lord, lay not this sin to their charge.
And when he had said this,